three rows of six that I can have lounging in my theater room with surround sound on a big screen that brings high definition. And that's just, I'm just talking to you. Y'all seeing it as I'm telling you? Okay? That when you walk into the foyer of my house, you will see the stairs will go up this way and up, and you'll see a grand staircase coming down. And as you go to the very top of that landing, you will see that I will have a banner that says, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." Amen. Are you seeing it? Because what am I doing? I'm painting the picture to you. And you're listening as I'm framing my house. But before I can frame the house, and I want you to hear this. Now let's see if you follow me. I've got to go and clear out the brush, the weeds. I got to go pick up the needles that were left there by the drug addicts that were there before it was ever, you know, occupied. And then I got to go and get rid of some of the paraphernalia that was left behind that wasn't holy. I got to get in there and I got to start removing the stumps that someone left there when they didn't cut it all the way down. It just happened to be in the way where my living room is supposed to be. See, there's always things in the middle of what you're doing that you've got to dig through. You got to push through. You've got to make preparations for. But before you can do any kind of digging, you got to do some clearing. Don't get your shovel and start going in there and start digging when you ain't cleared stuff out of the way. Well, Pastor, what are you talking about? You know, I'm talking about addictions. I'm talking about ways of life that you choose not to deal with. Talking about sometimes your heart where you don't want to forgive because they hurt you so bad and you just want to keep that grudge. And that grudge tells you just they did you wrong. They did you wrong. And just stay mad at them. And you have every right to be mad at them. No, you don't. All you're the one suffering from it. They went on with their life. You didn't. Some things we got to move out the way. We got to move out of fences in our life. Maybe we got to move some people out the way. Well, y'all didn't like that one. I got maybe three that said, you went right away to that person. Yeah, that one got to get out the way. Others are like, what? But can you imagine knocking down trees with your hand? Can't do it. Or if you started to, you'd be there a long time just to shawing away. Just it'd take me forever. Sometimes God will bring some heavy machinery to come in there and bulldoze it through. Mm-hmm. It's called the Word. Amen. That comes in and removes the junk that's in the way. Amen. And it pushes that stuff out of the way. Because God has a plan. And when you say yes, just be ready. Because He's going to plow through the land. Come plow through and push some things out of the way. But if you don't like it, well, I'm just going to tell you, Scripture shows that He does that. Scripture shows that He does it. Clearing of the land. I want you to go to Joshua 24. Joshua 24. When you're there, say amen. Proving to you that God has a way of doing things that we just need to listen. And if we listen, we will reap what He tells for us to reap. Now watch this. I'm going to read it out of the American Standard Version. And Joshua gathered the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for the heads and for the judges and for the officers, and they presented themselves before God. Do you see right there, number one, verse one? He did what? He gathered. He gathered the leaders. I'm gathering the leaders in here. Gather. Get together. Oh, but it's on Tuesdays. I can't. Oh, but Wednesdays, you don't understand. That's when I watch my shows. Sunday's my only day off, so I can't go on Sunday because Sunday I have to sleep. I got to catch up on rest. He's trying to call the leaders to come together and gather because He's going to try to get the people, the leaders, to lead a people to a whole different place that they have never lived before. But yet what happens is He's got to show the people before He does what He said He was going to do to the people. So He says, now gather yourself the leaders of the tribes. Ooh, y'all. Maybe we should have broke for the coffee and the donuts, but maybe we should have. They're still sleeping. Stand. Stand. Josh, stand. Will, stand. Come on, Chris, stand. cross. Come on, Jeff, stand. All right. Normally we'd have 12 all the way across. But God chose to have leaders of a tribe. Are you following? What tribe is that? Your family, your family, your family, your family, your family, and your family. A tribe is those that follow that come from family. But he called the leaders of that family to go spy out the land. Have some of y'all ever wondered, how come I'm going through so much stuff, but I know that I didn't know what I was doing before because no one ever plowed out the land before me. No one ever did this for me before. I'm charting new territories. But he called out the leaders of the families, and he says, now go spy out the land because evidently you don't want to listen to what I have to say. So I got to send spies out to go in and see what it's really like and what how good it is where I'm bringing you and taking you to, but you haven't realized how good it is. Because if you realize how good it is, you wouldn't wait. You'd just go. So I'm going to send the leaders. So the 12 go across. Let's just go over there to the sound booth. All 12 go across. All 12 of them now go across and they spying out the land. And it's great. It's wonderful. They've realized, man, this is big old grapes over there. And exactly as you said, it was beautiful. And then when they come back, watch this. When they come back, they're given the report. As they walk back. Now each, watch this, each leader of the family is going to give a report now to Joshua, the general. Because Joshua's part of it. So's Caleb. Now Moses and Aaron are sitting there like, okay, how was it? How was it? Were they big, Jeff?
Yes.
They were big. They were real big. How are the grapes? Huge. How was the land?
Plenty.
Plenty. Watch this. Watch, watch. Joshua and Caleb, should we take the land? Joshua and Caleb, should we take the land?
Yes.
Wait, watch this. We got out of the 12 saying, yes, let's go. It is exactly as you say. But then they started listening to the others. But they're giants. They're warriors and much bigger than us. And there's more than them than they are of us. But yet you had two and a family that was ready to go. It always seems like when you're getting ready to go and obtain what's rightfully yours, you'll always listen to the naysayers. You'll always listen to the negative reports first, then listening to truth. And then what happens, you get delayed before you enter in. So then, watch this. Now this, he speaks now 40 years later. Y'all can be seated. Okay. 40 years later, now those naysayers are no longer around. 40 years later. How many of y'all want to go 40 years around your mess that you're in?
No,
not me, right? Ooh. So then this is what happens. Moses is gone. So then he speaks now to Joshua, the one that went over, saw the land for himself, understood it, but not only understood it, had witnessed God come through for them against one of the tribes that were always against him. Right? So now he tells Joshua. Joshua, I want you to gather the leaders again. Come on, leaders. Come on. Now the leaders, this time, are now going to go forth together, not across, but together in God. Did you read that? He gathered them together. What does it say they did? They got together in God. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, they gathered together in God. When God is the center of everything that you're doing, He brings unity in the mind and in the vision. And then He tells them, I have given you every king of every tribe that comes against you. I have given them into your hand. Into your hand. They haven't even got over to the other land yet. So He speaks something to them and tells them, I have given you the Hittites, the Jebusites, all the Ites, before we list them. In other words, I've given you all your adversaries into your hands. And I've sent, what does it say, stinger? Or what does it say? I have sent, it's in that scripture, the hornet. I have sent something to drive out the pestilence, to drive out those that are coming against you. I'm clearing out the land so that you can see and obtain what you've seen 40 years ago.
Amen.
40 years ago, you saw something, but you didn't know how you were going to obtain it. You didn't know how you were going to get it. But I had to give you vision then so you can see it when you obtain it, that I'm the one that gave it to you. So now that they came together in unity in God, now they were able to possess the land. Thank you, guys. So what do you think the trick of the enemy is? Not to gather, to cause division, to make you see things differently. Oh, see? And verse 8 says, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites that dwell beyond the Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and you possessed their land, and I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel, and he sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you. So I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over the Jordan and came into Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you. The Amorite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Jebusite, and delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with the sword or with thy bow. And I gave you a land wherein there you had not labored, and cities which you not build, and now you dwell in the vineyards and olives which you planted not. What he's trying to say is, look, I cleared the land for you. Those that are coming against you, I've cleared them out the way. But you've got to walk over there and go claim your land. Now when you get over there and you claim your land, now you can start because things have been cleared out the way. Now you say, God, not my will, but your will be done. No longer am I going to deal with these issues. I'm going to work through these issues. And I'm going to keep working. Even when I'm building, I'm going to build, dig, and dig deep. And when I hit rock, that's when I'm going to begin to plant. But you can't put a foundation unless you hit rock. Amen. Build it on sand and watch when the wind comes. See, the same one that built on the rock and built on the sand, it didn't say that only the one that built on the sand that the storms came. No, it said that it came on both. Just because you're doing everything right don't mean you're not going to have storms. You're going to have storms. And it's going to come against you, and it's going to hit against your house. It's going to test your foundation, and your foundation has to be built on the Word. It's got to be built on having a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's got to be built knowing that you've seen the vision of where He's telling you to go. And when you see the vision where He's telling you to go, you got to get there, regardless of those naysayers coming against you. And it may be your own family members telling you don't go. It may be your own husband or wife telling you don't go. But you got to understand, what vision did God give you? If He gave you that vision, you got to dig deep. And every time you're digging and the rain is coming and the wind is coming, something may fall into that hole that you need to start laying a foundation on. But before you lay a foundation, you got to clear out the land. Clear it out. You've got to make preparations before you can even lay the foundation. But we have many people want to usurp foundation. They want to go straight to the mountaintop experience and stay there. Moses did not stay on the mountaintop. And many say, I stay in glory. No, you don't. That's a false statement, and you're in error. He is glory. His glory is always. You experience His glory every now and then. What you have to understand is that God always works on the principles of the kingdom. Is that you build it, but before you build it, you got to start digging. It requires you to dig deep so you hit the rock, that revelation on who He is. You need to have revelation on who Jesus Christ is in your life. Not a figure that you watched on TV on Easter or you saw it during Christmas as a baby that comes. Because we come into the season now and people think that, oh, it's all about love and it's all about the gifts and it's all about giving presents under the tree. And then we got to make sure we have our candy canes. And candy canes are prophetic as it is. The Christmas tree is also prophetic too. And many people want to steal that away from you because they say that it's a pagan holiday and that it's not really Christ's birth date. You're celebrating so much symbolism in what's taking place. He's a gift that was given. Mm-hmm. He is the blood that was shed for you to make you white as snow. His blood dripped down all the way down to make you white as snow. You're in the process of being renovated. You're in the process of being healed. You're in the process right now. And in that process, you may be have a little bit of stuff going on where, stand up, sir, stand up. Where God will reach back and begin to just paint on you favor. 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 And every crack in the foundation or any crack, I fill it with my grace and my mercy. But I'm painting you with favor all over you to just cover you, to just overwhelm you with my presence, to keep you, because I know what you're going through. Yes, you're under renovation right now, but right now I'm doing a work in you. And during the process that I'm doing work in you, know this, that people may come against you. They may want to stop the progress, or you may want to stop the progress. But know that I'm the one that is doing the work that will bring it to fulfillment if you just allow me to do it. See, what we got to think is that God is doing a work in us first before we can look at somebody else and say, God is working on that in you. No, he's not. He's working on that in you. We all need to have that caution tape around us. Some of us need to have it wrapped around our head many times. Maybe we even have to, you know, shut in our eyes so we can't even see because we have a tendency to be very, you know, judgmental. Well, some of y'all don't want to. Maybe we just need to
that's good. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put caution all over your mouth. No, it's not for you, it's for the other person that you're about to chew out.
Amen.
Hold that right there. Just hold it. Some of us need to, we'll turn it the other way because it's upside down. There you go. Some of us just need to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're just not doing good with this, Jackie, but it's all right. Some of us need to just get wrapped up in caution and walk around and kind of follow me, girls, follow me. And people just need to know that everywhere you're going, people are watching you because you got caution tape all around you. Huh? But watch this. Stay right there, Jackie. Don't move. Stay right there. Some of the caution tape is going to rub off on other people, too. He's just going to go down the road and start touching other people. Oh, you want the blessing to touch you, but you don't want the cautionary, I'm working on you, to come through you. Huh? Huh? You want it to just, oh, I don't want it to touch me. I'm good. I'm all that in a bag of chips. You just didn't know they were stale. Out of date. You didn't know that they've been crushed. You didn't know they've been stepped on. But sometimes you go through stuff just because you got to go through so you can get touched or you can touch somebody else. You're not the only one being worked on. Maybe you're being worked over. Maybe you're being worked over. Maybe you're being looked over. Oh, maybe you just got to. The eyes are saying that you just kind of have a tendency to look past your blessing. But maybe I got to do this. Maybe I've got to stop and put caution around the ears so you don't hear no more junk coming your way. So that when you stop that, there's no more port of entry. But when you stop the port of entry, make sure you also cover the mouth gate. Because if you don't cover the mouth gate, you're going to begin to speak what's already deep inside of you. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. But when you go through, know that you're not alone. You may be going through a process right now, and you don't think it's working. Hold that, baby. Hold that. Your feet, no, hold that. Hold that. Here, Kathy, hold that. Chris, take this one. Take this one. All right. You may not know that the beginning process started with you just saying yes. But through the process, look at how many people you have touched and impacted that are hanging on to the same type of construction that God is doing in their heart, their mind, their ears. Because you don't know how he's working in somebody, but the mere fact that you're going through, he's going to help somebody else go through. And he's going to help somebody else that may have been the one that was assisting you, now is the one that's also going through. Oh, wait a minute. You mean no one is exempt? Oh, you mean the pastors get worked on? Oh, wait a minute. So it's not the pastors aren't holy? They've got to get work too? Oh, you mean the leaders that are in the front row? Because, you know, the front row people, the front row is always leaders. You know, there's always leaders. And because there's leaders, you know, they're supposed to be perfect, but they're not. But as you notice, it kind of just keeps on going. And as it goes, guess what happens? Oh, we cross other boundaries. Oh, now we're getting into the family now. Oh, now we get into the family. Oh, family needs to be worked on too? On the limit, where nobody's ever really saved. And then a family, and then, now watch this. And now it goes into your precious jewels, your loved ones, your children. They get worked on. They get worked on so much because people hold them to a standard that they don't even hold their own kids to. But because of the pastor's kids. You should already know that. Oh, you know what's something wrong with your neck? Something's about to be wrong with your neck if you keep that up. You know y'all want to talk like this. Don't look at me like, well, Pastor, I can't believe you said that. No, because y'all think it. What you talking about my kids? You want to talk about my kids? Let's talk about yours. Well, why are you getting on? Why are you taking your eyelashes off? Why are you taking your earring off? What? Why are you putting that blade out of your purse? Why are you put that gun back? Because when it comes to your kids, don't mess with my kids. When it comes to your kids, you will fight to the very end. Well, I'm talking about you. I told you in the very beginning, you're a child of God. And those that were coming against the kids of God, he stepped in and he says, I have given them into your hands and I will drive them out of their land, which is rightfully your land. You will get your promises, even though you're being worked on and you're affecting other people in your life. My blessing goes down to 1,000 generations. And even though they try to curse you, I won't allow them because I will bless you. And eventually you'll see that everybody's under construction because I'm doing a new thing. And I'm erecting a new church. And the new church has a heart after me, says God. And when they do have a heart after me, I will release my blessings to 1,000 generations. And when they think they're struggling for so long that they're not coming out of their bondages or their wickedness, I am going to destroy it. So they'll face it no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank You're not alone in this. You're not. Everybody needs to get worked on. Nobody's exempt. I don't care how big the ministry is, what name you have, and how many thousands of people you have, and you preach all over the world, you're not exempt.
Amen.
Everybody is under renovation. Because one season in your life, you didn't realize that there was something that was hidden until you started digging and digging, you found something else that was there.
Yeah.
And it gets revealed in a time a storm comes and you realize, I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
Put the caution tape back on because you're about to go through a renovation. But the mere fact that you're going through is to let the people know, grace. Grace to be extended. Extended. And when grace is extended, grace is received. Because what you put in the ground is what you receive. And y'all are all good ground.
Amen.
Your soil, your heart, is made pliable through his love, his grace, and his mercy for the goodness of God. Amen?
Amen.
Dig deep. Don't stop until you hit rock. And when you hit rock, guess what? Sometimes those rocks are false. And you got to move and dig even deeper. Because it may be just a rock, but it's not solid. Dig deeper. And then when he says, now, start pouring the foundation. And I'm pointing to this yellow tube, because when you let that form and you set it down into the ground, in the hole that you dug, now you pour in the concrete. But it doesn't just form with that. Sometimes you got to stick a rod in it. And that rod is the authority, which is the word. That brings everything and ties everything together. But it takes form to the shape. The shape. And it's not just one. Many people build it on one. There's so much more. Don't quit in your process. It's hard. It is hard. But don't quit. When you want to quit, know this. That there's a people that's connected to you. It's connected to you. And you'll see your deliverance. Others will see it. And as you get delivered, somebody else gets delivered. Somebody else gets delivered. Somebody else gets delivered. Oh, what's happening? People are getting set free. People are getting set free. How are they getting set free? Because someone walked it out. Someone said yes. Someone said, I'm not quitting. Someone said, you know what, I'm going to touch lives as much as I can. But if it has to be me for my tribe, my family, then I'm going to keep doing it. Yes. And I'm not going to quit. And when I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it to the very end, even when it gets hard. And then when I look back and I see that everyone that was once bound is now free.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord.
We're not letting people go. Even those that feel they're in bondages. Or they're locked up. They feel like they can't get past this issue. Know that God has a way. You'll experience mercy like never before. The grace that is necessary to get you through. We're going to continue on this series, guys. The foundation. I've only scratched the surface of foundation so far. Foundation. Foundational truth, when you get saved, it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning to the new construction that's being done in you. And usually it starts with the mind, the renewing of the mind. Do you want to be renewed? Then it causes you to think different. And when you think different, you speak different.
Yes.
When you speak different, the plans begin to change. And now what's happening is now you begin to see the design come into play. Do you see how one person going through can affect others?
Yes.
It's how do we deal with it? Extend grace. Extend grace. Love them. Help them through it. Help them through it. Pastor, they don't want it. Back up. You don't know that. You don't. If they want it, you'll see the fruit that they want it. Eventually, all that rotten, spoiled fruit that's on the tree doesn't last. It falls to the ground. God designed it that way so it doesn't spoil the root system of the tree. It only spoils the good fruit that's on the ground. Stay connected to the tree, the source, God. When you stay connected to the tree, God, then he abides in you and you in him. And you'll produce good fruit. Amen?
Amen.
All right now. There's still going to be some more stuff done in the sanctuary. Who knows? We may see doors hanging. Maybe windows. Just telling you, God is doing a work. You don't know how I thought, I done lost my mind. Look at what you did, Marty. You would never have church with it looking this way. You have a tendency to want to have everything right. You get here at 7 o'clock, you get coffee going, or you'll get the music going, and you'll turn on the AC. You'll spray it nice so it smells good for the people. You'll pray. You get everything the way you want just so you could, it feels good for the people. But sometimes they got to see that their lives are in a mess. And when they recognize it, they'll want to do something about it.
Amen.
But when you don't want to recognize it, you won't want to do anything about it.
Right.
And Marty, there's nothing you can do about it. They've got to want it. Sometimes they leave it on too long that they can't see that God already did a work. Amen? Are you hearing what God is speaking?
Yes.
We've only gone to part two so far. Vision. Really, just digging. We haven't even done anything else. Just digging. And I even left out a lot on the digging part. Are some of y'all going to dig with a shovel? Or is someone going to dig with a paint roller? Huh. Come on, Joy, stand up, Joy. Come on, Chris, stand up, Chris. Yeah, like I ain't sitting on the front row no more. Y'all call me up too many times. Come on. Come on, stand up. Come on, yeah. Some of y'all don't realize the gifts that are given to you. And if you don't know what gifts are given to you, how are you going to benefit the kingdom of God? Some of y'all may have a gift that is telling you, you've got to go through and clean some things up, but you've also got to make it right. You've got to clean things up. You've got to paint some things over. You've got to patch some things up. And you're called to be the repairer of the breach. But you wouldn't know it unless someone told you. So he keeps you away from church so that this way you don't go help repair somebody else's life. Help, not do. Help. Well, maybe God has given you a gift to pick away at the things. Hold on, maybe you. To pick away at the things that are hardened because they've been hurt and wounded. What people call church hurt. I was church hurt. The church didn't hurt you. Issues in life hurt you. A person offended you. A person said, the church didn't. A person. But that's what the devil says. The church hurt him. And this person has the ability to get to those people that were church hurt and break away all that religious rhetoric that makes them say, the church hurt me, so I'm not going to church. Maybe you're the deliverer for those people. Let's see. Maybe we need someone to go through and take the shovel and pick up the mess. Pick up the mess. Come on, pooper scooper.
Yeah.
Pick up the mess that you keep doing, but yeah, they're going to do it with a smile. Just do it with a smile. I know my place. I know my role. Just going to do it with a smile. Huh? And as they keep doing their work, they keep doing their work. Keep doing your work. They're doing, do your work. Do your work. Someone needs to come around and refresh them with the word.
Yeah.
Refresh them with the word. Refresh them with the word and tell them, you know what? You're going to make it. Everything's okay. I know my place. I know my part. Maybe my part is not the one that is painting the house, but I'm the one that's behind the scenes. Maybe it's somebody that is just over there cleaning up and shoveling up some stuff, but nobody wants to do that part because nobody wants to be the one that can't be seen. Everybody wants to be seen. Maybe somebody wants to be seen painting something that's already standing, but the one that is chipping away at things that nobody can see, nobody wants to do. Or the one that is behind the scenes dealing with all the mess never gets acknowledged, never gets a pat on their back, but is always just working because they know their role and happily doing it. It's part of the bigger picture. Everybody has a gift. Know yours. Know your role. Know what hat to wear. Maybe you're the hat of the student. Be a student. Be discipled. Be disciplined in the areas of growth. And when you're there to go and clean somebody up and refresh them, you do it without judgment. You do it by acknowledging. See, here's the thing. People think that you can't tell the truth to somebody. I should have put water in here. Some people think, baby, everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. True refreshing means unless you change the way he's telling you to change, you're going to keep going. I'll be here to refresh you. But you got to be obedient to what God is telling you. And that don't mean go do. That means listen and apply. Because he said those that only hear my word and do not do the word. So he said, in other words, learn to put this to use in your life instead of doing it in others. Now, but I got to stand here and keep just spritzing you because you're going to. That's all I do, and I'll do it. Smile. It's okay. Yeah, you're going to make it through, but at some point, you got to put that word to use in your life. Do you see what I mean? And people think that you got to be doing it by like, you know what? You're going to keep going through this because you're just stubborn. That's not refreshing. That's not refreshing. That's judgment. That's not what Jesus did. Jesus presented truth, and then he told them, this is why I'm in the same scripture, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. Yeah. I never knew you. Oh, that's harsh. That's harsh. That's truth. That's truth. In other words, you want to prophesy? You want to do this? You want to lay hands, cast out devils? But get away from me, for I never knew you. Wow. Jesus said that. Why am I telling you that? Because some people need to realize it's not the works. There's enough works going around. Maybe it's just the heart. Amen? Amen. You may be seated, workers. Workers, you may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, workers. Or you worked that thing. You worked it. I know. I saw you. Thank you, guys. You put it in that trash can. Know this, that God is going to fulfill what he said he's going to do. Amen. He's going to do it. We're just going to press through and get to what's rightfully ours. Amen. But he's handed the adversaries that come against you into your hands. He's handed them to you. Now, y'all really listen. In other words, I'm giving everybody that comes against you, I'm giving them in your hand. Everyone. They're in your hand. Amen. We're going to plow. We're going to dig. We're going to build. And we're going to declare victory. Amen? For your life and those connected to you. The tribes, the lineage, the generations. Victory. Amen? With every head bowed, every eye closed. You can say right now in your spirit, God, I know I need help with my issues. I'm not going to deny it anymore. I need help. I'm not going to deny it because I know that what I'm going through, I need help. I've hid it for so long. I've continued to mask it for so long. I need help. And if that's you, I want you to just acknowledge that where you're sitting. You don't have to raise your hand. You acknowledge that in your heart to God. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. He knows how to get you through. God, I've messed up, and sometimes I feel like I got to be refreshed in my process. I feel like I need to have the caution tape all around me and let people know I'm just going through. Just know that God knows everything that you're going through and you're not alone. Acknowledge it in your heart, because out of your heart, the mouth speaks. Allow the repentance of your heart to come forth. Say, Jesus, I need you. I need you to help me through this process. You're rebuilding the kingdom, but I need you to help me so that I can learn to help others. I want to be a worker in the kingdom of God. I want to labor to get people closer to you. Not to labor to be seen, to be heard, but to do as you did. You went about this land having compassion and love for the people. Then in that compassion and love, your virtue healed them of mindsets, strongholds, demons, sickness. In everything, Lord, your love and your compassion healed them. I need that love and compassion in my heart, God, because sometimes I don't know how I'm going to make it through. And I've got to put that caution tape on my mouth. If that's you, just acknowledge it in your heart. Acknowledge it in your heart. Say, God, that's me. Help me. Help my unbelief, God, that comes out of my heart and I speak negative in the atmosphere. Let me build as your word says for me to build. Now, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, every individual under the sound of my voice that is hearing the word of the Lord in its season, in this hour, right now, heed to the exhortation of the word. Work on me, God. Work on me. Perfect me, because I'm being perfected in your image. That I can demonstrate your love and I can demonstrate your glory, because you are glory. I can demonstrate your love because you are love. And I can demonstrate grace because you are grace. And when mercy is extended, it's extended to me because I need mercy from me. And Lord, I thank you that my life has changed and transformed because I yield to you, the Spirit of the living God. And that by your blood that was shed on that cross, I now know that I am saved for eternity. Because I profess you as Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. You are the Son of the living God. And I thank you.